Okay, so this is day one of the new kind of movie thing. So I did my big master post on I Frankenstein, and you know what? I freaking missed the thing. Like, I was watching it after leaving it. It's like leaving high school that you were like ambivalent about, and you're like, "Eh, I'm not gonna miss that high school." And then you look at the yearbook, and you're like, "Oh, I kind of missed that high school." So I kind of miss I Frankenstein. I don't know, but I mean, I'm sure I'll learn to love my new movie. So I had a list. I went through Netflix. I found a list of movies that kind of fit my criteria. So I didn't want them to be utterly amazing films, and I didn't want them to be very long. So I didn't go for like two and a half hour movies. I got movies that are around an hour and a half, because it's just not, I mean, it's barely realistic for me to watch an hour and a half movie every night, much less like a 2.5 hour movie. It's too big a time commitment. So I got a list of about 6 movies, and I put them on the list, and I put them, and I didn't want to just pick one. So I put them in the list, and I put them in like a random generator site, I don't know, and it popped up whatever the first one was, and I just went with it, and okay. So it's the Woody Allen, John Turturro movie, Fading Gigolo. Which I thought was a Woody Allen movie, so I was gonna say like, oh, at least I'm watching a Woody Allen movie, not a Woody Allen movie. It's a John Turturro movie. So, okay. So first watch, I was, I don't know, not bored. It was like, eh. It wasn't the same eh as I Frankenstein, which was like, it's like I Frankenstein's like reading like a dense textbook with lots of pictures in it. The Fading Gigolo is like reading like a pamphlet at your doctor's office while you're waiting for the doctor to come, but it's like on like toenail fungus, so it's like you have to do something, but it's not on something you're all that interested in, but you're like, fine, I'll read it. Because it's nothing, not, I don't feel like it's that complex a movie. So, again, as I told you yesterday, I don't understand most movies. I don't get the first time. I mean, I get them enough to say I've watched them, but, like, I quickly forget movies, which is not great. It's probably my bad memory, but from what I remember, it's a movie about, okay, so Woody Allen plays Murray, who's, like, you know, a Woody Allen dude, and then John Turturro plays, I don't know, it's like this, it's this freaky, long, Italian-y name, Fiorviano or something like that, and then, whatever, and then, he goes by Virgil later, so let's call him Virgil, and then, like, they're buddies, and then, or something, and then Woody Allen hears his doctor, is like, dermatologist, who's Sharon Stone, wants to have a threesome, and he's like, hey, John Turturro, you're down for that, right? Which was disgusting, terrifying. And then John Turturro's like, and then there's that. Okay, that happens. And then there's also a side plot, not a side plot, another plot where Woody Allen's kid, I don't know who this kid is. I don't know if it's like his kid or he lives with these people. They call him like Papa Mo or something. And then, but they're at, I mean, it's a lady that they live with. So I don't know. I don't know who these kids are. Anyway, I'll just say they're his kids. So his kid has lice. And so he takes the kid to this, young Jewish widow who takes up the lice. I don't know, like, her job, if that's her job. I don't know what she does. But, so he takes her there, and then he sees that she's, like, really sad because her husband died, and she's played by Johnny Depp's old girlfriend, Vanessa Paradis. So she's not very old. I mean, she's probably, like, no more than 40. So she's got, like, 6 kids, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so then she says she's lonely, And he's like, oh, I know a creep who likes to deal with old ladies. And then Sue's like, hey, John Turturro, why don't you give her a massage or whatever? Anyway, so she goes to John Turturro and then, like, sparks the alarm in her very strict Jewish community. They're all like, where are you going? You're not supposed to do that. And then they follow her. And that's Liev Schreiber is, like, in love with her or something. And then so he's worried slash a little jealous. Anyway, so she does a whole... Okay, so her whole plot is basically summed up, and she goes to see John Turturro. It makes her feel good, because he, like, acknowledges she's a person. And then, he, like, gives her a massage, and then they, like, slowly fall in love. And then they kiss, and he takes off her wig, and it's a whole thing. And then she's happy. And at the end, they break up. I need to watch it again, because I don't really understand what happened. I think they were forced to break up. I don't know. I don't know if they ever going out. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so there's that. And then the Woody Allen plot is that he's, like, basically a pimp. And so then the Liev Schreiber police squad, like, pick him up and send him to some Jewish court. Like, really strict Jewish court thing. And they're gonna, like, I don't know, stone him or something. I don't know. I'm not sure what the stakes were in that scene. And then that ends, so they're gonna just let him go. I don't remember anything happening there. They just ended. And then the end, John Stewart's gonna have his threesome with Sofia Vergara and Sharon Stone as per the beginning of the movie. And he can't go through with it because he's in love with Johnny Depp's girlfriend. And then I think that's it. I don't think anything else happened. And then it just kind of ends. I don't remember how it ended. I think the Johnny Depp's girlfriend was like to Liev Schreiber. I guess like she's been liberated. And she's like, oh, maybe I will go out with you, Liev Schreiber. And he's like, cool. And then that seems like that's the end of the movie. So, eh. So that's basically it. I don't remember. There weren't a lot of stakes. So I don't really get what happened. Not enough gargoyles, definitely. Not enough demons. I needed a gargoyle queen to guide me through this movie. So it was aggressively, like, oh, pleasant. It was sweet, I guess. There's a lot of, like, Jewish terminology that I'm not familiar with, which is throwing me off. I don't understand the relationship anyone has with anybody. So it was okay. It wasn't a Woody Allen movie, so it wasn't, like, quippy. It was a John Turturro joint where he wrote and directed it. And he looks good. I mean, he looks good in the whole movie. He shot himself great. I don't know. It was fine. I think I didn't 100% get it. I'm sure at the end of this, I'll be like, and Ben Murray's such a great guy. And, like, I'm sure by the end of it, I'll, like, have these guys down and I'll have such feelings for them. But, eh. So, at the moment, okay, let's see. My high, like, first watch, I think John Turturro cut a good figure here. He looks great. He seems nice. His character, I don't get who he is, but he seems like a nice character. I think I liked him the best, probably because he's written well because he wrote himself his own character. I thought he was good. Other highs, I think, no, I don't want to waste my highs. I'm done. So John Turturro, I think John Turturro as a being in this movie was good. I think he was kind, he was subtle, he was nice, he didn't seem fake. My low is, I think, the Sofia Vergara Sharon Stone plot. I don't get it. Like, they're going to have the threesome. They paid $2,000 for it. First of all, what? And then, second of all, he, like, doesn't go through with it. And they're like, oh, it's cool. Like, I don't think they paid him. I mean, they better not have paid him. But then they're like, aw, he's in love. That's awesome. And then, like, no. You'd be mad at him. Because you, like, got all the way over here and took out money from the bank and stuff. So, yeah. Okay, so I guess my low. And I think that their characters are weird. They're just weird the whole time. They have, like, no point. I don't get them. I mean, Sharon Stone's married. Sofia Vergara is an unknown whatever she is in this movie. I don't know what she is. Friend of, I don't know. Anyway, that's probably my low the first time around. I thought their characters were utterly confusing. And I don't know. First watch, underwhelming. My other choices were I was going to watch Kangaroo Jack, which probably would have been weird. Sweetest Thing, which is that Cameron Diaz movie, which I've seen before and I hated it, so it's probably better I didn't see it. Jack Ryan was in there, things like that. So I got lists going for the next one, but this one is like I Frankenstein. I think I just need to get in it, and I think because movies I don't get the first time, I think this will be good, because then by the end I'm going to know a whole bunch of terminology for a lot of Jewish events, and I will develop an unhealthy love for John Turturro, because I'll probably come attached to him because he feels like the character I get attached to. And yeah, it was fine. It was okay. I think I'll either grow to like it a lot more or grow to hate it a lot more. I can't quite tell yet. So that's it. So I actually got no writing done yesterday. Terrible. So I've been trying to do other things, and I leave writing for the last thing, and I just didn't get to it. So, the weekend's coming up. I think I need to make it a priority, so I'll be doing that, over the weekend. So we're at day one of Fading Gigolo. Oh boy. Terrible title. It's such a weird title. It sounds ridiculous. I get it. It's incredibly specific to the movie, but it's still fine. Okay. All right. That's it for us. All I got right now. I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye.